Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Join me as I unveil the stories of goddesses from across time and cultures. We will dive deep into the archetypes and energies that these goddesses embody, and we'll explore the practical applications of goddess wisdom in our daily lives. We'll discuss how to connect with the divine feminine through rituals, meditation, creative expression, and acts of conscious living. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner of goddess spirituality or just beginning your journey, this podcast is for you. Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. Today, I am going to be channeling the goddess Hera. She is a Hellenic goddess. She's queen of the gods of Olympus. She's an Olympian. So from the last episode, we talked about some of the misconceptions about Hera. For many of you, I'm sure if you're familiar with Greek mythology, you're really aware of her, of the stories about her being very jealous. But it was really just one side of Hera, and even then, I feel like that's a very distorted view. So I wanted her to speak today to give you, to kind of clear up these misconceptions, but also to hear any other messages that she wished to share today. So I'm turning the platform over to her. She's saying not to mince these words, and to be clear with her speech. She said that there have been many interpretations of her past, of her power, and she is beseeching you kindly to hear these words, to shed light on a different perspective about her. I heard her say her wealth, her power, her kindness, and her friendliness. Not to judge her so carelessly with the words that have been written by man himself, and that they have judged her harshly in the past. Judged her as an unkind being, someone who could never learn lessons. But those are misinterpretations of herself and of her power, and even of her misdeeds, she said, characteristically, that her overarching goal is to help women empower themselves, empower their lights, and yes, to build their own internal and yes, external queendom. That is her gift that she offers to many who are willing to learn from her, and who she did say serve under her, or for those that she connects with. That's how she endeavors to help women. She wants to teach you how to, of course, empower yourself. And what that means for her is to believe in yourself, to not let others diminish your light or your power with their harsh words. Don't let someone else's characterization of you disempower you. Don't allow the negative words of others to make you feel small. Her goal is to help you break through the negativity that others have spread upon the planet so that you can still lift your head up at the end of the day or in your lifetime. She said, this is a harsh planet indeed to learn from, and I'm laughing because she said it is sweltering here. I think it's literal. But she is a fierce and good leader, and she also wants to help you become a fierce and good leader. To defend yourself when need be, but also to refine yourself. To know when it is time to speak certain words, to speak up for yourself, and when even though being in a position of power, it is a time to listen. These are all things that help you become your own queen, is knowing when to speak and knowing when to listen. And of course, she said, helping your fellow man, that is also her offering, is to empower you, to put you in a position of power so that you can lift those around you upwards. She said, there is a gross misunderstanding of her character, and she wants to clear that up. And, you know, she said she's a valuable being of light just as well. And yes, there may be a harshness about her at times, but it is because she will not allow the others around her to disempower of light and make her feel small. and also to mischaracterize her. And she uses the word wealth because she has a wealth of offerings to offer humanity and to offer yourself. So just know that she works with both men and women, but her preference is women. She wants to say that as well. She is not opposed to helping men, you know, feel their feminine side, but she offers her wealth to women. She keeps using that word specifically. She also wants to help you love yourself more and to cherish yourself here. She said this is a difficult deed for many women because they're being held to standards that are beauty standards that are unrealistic, and that we diminish our self-worth when we play the comparison game. She wants to bring that to our realization that we are more than just our appearance. And she wants, okay, she said, make that abundantly clear that we are more than just that. That we are spirits, yes, having a human, yes, experiencing humanity as a whole, but we are light bearers. You know, we have an opportunity to bring truth, to shed light on what is real. And she said, when you empower yourself, you put yourself in a position to shed this light, to make it available, to make the knowledge available for others. And she also said, how you behave is an example of the light that you bring. So keep that in mind as you walk through the world. She said that it's also part of being a queen is to manage your behavior. And I'm sure many of you are thinking, but what about the stories about her? And she said, mischaracterize. She said, this is a public announcement. She's saying this is a public announcement. I love her so much. That they have mischaracterized her greatly in the past. Yes, you know, she was fraught with anger at the misdeeds done to her. As a woman in power, she didn't allow these things to diminish her self-worth, as she wants you to understand that the situations that you go through in life, don't allow them to be the barometer of your self-worth. It is how you overcome and how you keep your head held high. That's what you should be looking at when you look in the mirror at yourself. All of the achievements, because she said your obstacles that you overcome are the biggest achievements. How you kept yourself going, and she's showing me again how you kept your head high, lifted, even though times were rough, even though times were hard, even though others may look down upon you and may have called you names. And she said, called you out of yourself. She said, overcoming these and sustaining the self, that is a mark of your self-worth. So she wants you to replace that with the appearance game, she said. And she said, that is a responsibility of a queen, is to know that, to know her self-worth, and that she is endowed with many skill sets that cannot be taken from her. She is a loving being, and she is dedicated also, and that she has many tools in her kit. So it is safe to engage with her. She wants to make that clear because, again, the stories about her, she said that they were spinned in a certain direction. So there's a lot of fear about approaching her. So she wants to clear that up. I kept hearing clear that up, that she is available and she is here to help many women, again, lift themselves up and become their own queen and cherish themselves and notice their self-worth. So she said, Deanna, make that abundantly clear. I am. And she is here to really help women. And that is her monumental task, as she just said to me. It's a monumental task because, yes, of the appearance game, of the comparisons game, it is something very difficult for many of us to overcome. However, she can help you with these. And she will leverage your strengths in the process to help you with this. If this is an area in which you struggle. And she is a good queen, she said to me. And her other goal is to help you to entreat within you how to love yourself. And to bridge the gap between what you are now and who you really are, that is also the role that she plays here. Because there's, she said, an often a misunderstanding of these, like who we think we are is not really who we are. And she wants us to help us learn who we are. And also to clarify what it is that we've really been seeking, because some of the things we think we're seeking in this world is not really what we're looking for. She said, there's something underneath all of that, that she wishes to bring to the surface and bring to your attention. She said, like a flower that is just budding, she will teach you how to bud and open for yourself. And these are just some of the flavors of her skill set, she wants to say. I'm asking her if there's anything more here. She's very funny as well. She's a good sense of humor. And just know that she is a being of light, and she wants to help you overcome your hindrances. So she said, make that loud and clear, Deanna. And it's very funny because I'm seeing a peacock with her right now, standing next to her, which I love. And over our, and she is her, it is her goal to help you change and become who it is that you always really were. Perhaps it's not brought to the fore yet, she said, but she will help you take the necessary steps to get there. And she also just said, thank you for listening to her words, her majestic words. Yes, Hera, her majestic words. I will say that Hera is very fiery. I actually find her to be very kind. She is like the go-getter, the fighter in your corner, and who really will stand up for all the rights of women. So if you are struggling in certain areas, or if your rights are being infringed upon, go to her. She will help you in that situation. Call upon her. It's very interesting because she wants to say there are marked differences between, believe it or not, conceptions of Hera and conceptions of Juno. This is what she's telling me. She said Juno is more of a priestess vibe, in a sense that you would go to her if there are issues with childbearing. She wants to say this. So if your issues are issues with birth, or if you're pregnant and you're having difficulty, she wants you to endeavor to call upon Juno, because that is her sector. So just note that. But with her, it is more about empowerment, achievement, and yes, all of the frills of being a queen and building that queendom, or building your empire, she corrected me. That is when you will call upon Hera. She is a queen goddess. So just understand those nuances, she said, between the two, as there are, she's telling me, as there are differences between Vesta and Hestia. She said, while they overlap, there are marked differences. And she's also telling me Diana and Artemis is too. So make note of these. While they are the same being, there are certain areas that are more appropriate to call upon with each name. I'm seeing if there's anything else that she would like to say to everybody, because I've done a lot of, you know, my own personal deep dive, my own research into her, and that's helped me to see her differently, but I've never seen her in a negative light. Even though the stories may make her to be like a monster, she is not, that's not my experience of being with her or learning from her. She's a valuable teacher. She said, yes, she can be quite elusive, as Deanna says, because I feel like she can be elusive at times, but she's still available for help. If you are seeking knowledge and truth, and again, how to build your own queendom, she is there to help you learn. And she wants to give thanks for listening unto her today. So everybody, thank you so much for listening to this message from Hera. I think she's personally amazing. And if you are looking to build, you know, start a business, if you're looking to grow the business, and this is about empowering women, or if you are doing, she wants to say this too, any leadership work, any women leadership work, call upon her. She will help you in your endeavors. Any tasks that involve helping women rise up, and she's telling me even nonprofits, call upon her. That's what she loves to do. She loves to help in that way, to empower women, give them the skills to succeed. All right, that was all she had to say. So again, everybody, thank you so much for listening to the short channeling session as I sit here with the queen herself, Vaidehi Sarah.